Well, while we're just finishing having the offering, you know, some people, they have their birthday on Christmas Day as well. So not just do we remember that baby Jesus was born, some people it's a special day for them as well. And I think that's always a bit of a challenge, isn't it, when your birthday's Christmas Day, because, like, you don't get another chance to kind of celebrate anyway. So if it's your birthday today, do you mind if you could just raise your hand and we could sing a little happy birthday to you? Would that be all right? Dave Gunnell, look at that, I knew it was Dave's. Anyone else's? Hey, let's just sing happy birthday to Dave, shall we? Happy birthday. Birthday special things. You know, you sometimes get presents. I've got a present down here that I've been waiting to open today because it's Christmas Day and you get to open your presents today on Christmas Day. And also you get cards sometimes, don't you? And sometimes around Christmas we remember that people had to, they had to go search and look for the baby Jesus. And so I wonder if people here could help me search for 5 cards that I think are around somewhere. I haven't actually hidden them, so I don't know where they are, but I can see one. And oh, someone else has found one already. Can you look under your seats, look around you? 5 little, oh look, Liz has found one as well. Maybe you could get a runner to come bring, if you find a card, bring it up. Anyone found a card? Oh, there's one. Brilliant. Yeah, Jonathan's found one. Fantastic. Okay, well done. Fabulous. Here we go. Lila's got one as well. Fantastic. Any other cards? Joel's got one. And I thought I saw Liz with one. There we go. Okay. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3. There we go. 4, 5. Let's give them all a big round of applause here. Okay. Maybe, Mike, you can come with the microphone. And you can help. Let's open them up. If you can open yours up, and I'll help with the opening up. What's going to be in your cards here? Here we go. Look there. Try that there. Do you want to pull there? There we go. Can you get into yours? Wonderful. You're all making it. Okay. Right. Do you want to hold up the front of your card? And there's a bit of a thing, a puzzle for us. I like puzzles. Here we go. What have you got? What's on the front of your card? Okay. You want to hold it up? There we go. Right. Can everyone see? Oh, dear. What's that all about? Oh, wow. Well, should we read inside the cards and see if we can figure it out? Okay, here we go. Joel first.
Give us the food we need for each day.
There we go.
Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today, O little town of Bethlehem.
Right.
Joel. Amelia. Shall I read it out for you?
Do you want that mic read it out?
But encourage each other every day while it is today.
Ah, very good.
Today, your Saviour was born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord.
Yeah, thanks.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on, wait.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Wow, fantastic. Let's give them all a big round of applause. Okay, wait here. What do you think is the clue that's going to bring all these letters together? Can you have a look, everyone? What do you think? Should we all shout it out together? What do you think these letters should spell? Today, that's right. Should we put them in the right order? What goes first for today? Who's got the T? T goes there. Put it down on the floor there. Okay. And then who's got the O? And then who's got the D? There, you've got the D. Fantastic. And then the A. And then the why. Okay, so there we go. Today, thank you, kids. Let's give them a round of applause again. Well done. Go sit down. Today, that's what the angel said to the shepherds. Today, we got up on the screen. Read it with me, everyone. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Imagine back. Imagine back, and if you've been watching the nativity programs that the BBC have been doing, that might have even been helping you. But imagine that first Christmas when the angels came to the shepherds and they were saying, today, this day, in time and space, something has changed. Someone has come. Someone has come who's so special. Someone who's come for the young and for the old. Someone who's come to help us, to save us. That's what that word save means. The Savior comes to help us, to free us, to meet us where our troubles are. God has come to earth. And nothing's going to be the same again. And God knew what the shepherds needed. God knew what they were struggling with. God knew what Mary and Joseph needed. God knew what the wise men needed that first Christmas. And today, that day, in the town of David, a Savior was born. He is Christ the Lord. I think we got a picture maybe of that first Christmas, a nativity scene. And there we go. That first Christmas, that baby was born. But you know, when a baby gets born, and then you have someone like Dave having a birthday year after year, you remember back, don't you, to their birthday, their very first day they were born. But you remember that they're there with you now, and you can celebrate and enjoy. And so as you give and receive gifts, you're celebrating something that didn't just happen once then, but something that you're still enjoying and appreciating because they're alive. They're with you. And Jesus came and he lived, and though he died, he rose again, and he's still alive. And as we give and receive presents today, this Christmas day, Jesus, the same Jesus who was born, as one of these cards said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, whatever you are facing today, whatever you're feeling, whatever successes you've had this year, whatever failures you're aware of, whatever fears you're going into tomorrow with, this same Jesus Christ comes today into your life and into our lives, into our service, into our midst. And he is the one who's come to help us, to save us. He is Christ the Lord. He came then and he is still alive meeting people's needs. And as we give and receive presents this Christmas, you know, we open them up, don't we, with excitement. And I've kept this one and I haven't opened it until now. And I'm really excited to see what it is. So thank you to those who gave it to me. And let me have a look and see what's inside. Okay, what do you think it's going to be? Oh, there's some batteries. I've noticed the batteries, so I'm quite excited about that. Maybe it's Scare Electrics or something. I don't need Scare Electric batteries for Scare Electrics. What is this? Look at this. Wow. It is a lamp on a lap. You can have a little something on your lap. This is going to be great. It's going to help me with my work. Fantastic. Well, you know what's great about the best presents? And this, I think, is one of them. Not the best present, but, you know. Good presents you don't just use on Christmas Day, do you? Good presents you can actually take with you into all the days ahead. They're useful and they help you. They're fun. And the thing about Jesus Christ is he is, as we sung in one of those carols, he is the most wondrous gift ever. He is amazing. And as we give and receive presents, we actually remember the greatest gift, the gift of Jesus Christ, who, yes, he came that day in Bethlehem, but as the carol says, in a little town of Bethlehem, you may know some of the words in that, I think it's the third verse of a little town of Bethlehem, it has this wonderful thing, it says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. It's not talking about a lamp on a desk lap. Wonderful as that is, the wondrous gift is who? Jesus Christ. How silently the wondrous gift is given. And that gift comes in so many varied, ordinary ways that we can encounter Jesus Christ in any given day. I was thinking about this little verse. We can have it up on the screen here again, Lord. How silently, when I was watching the snow fall. Did anyone see the snow fall a couple of weeks ago? And those little snowflakes, they come down so silently. And in this day, today, I don't know what your day looks like, whether you've got plans to be with some family and relatives and friends, or whether you're going and you've got more time on your own, or whether you've already marked the thing in the TV guide that you're going to watch, or whether you're going to be the one cooking the meal, or you're going to be the one washing it up. And I hope if you're the one who didn't cook it, that you'll be there helping washing up or loading the dishwasher or something. I don't know if you'll be picking up a phone to ring a friend who just has had a tough year and you just need to call them today.
But I do know in whatever way that this same Savior wants to break in to your day today, to help you at your point of need. How silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. Do you want that this day? No ear may hear his coming, it goes on to say, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And I want to end this little thought for today. As we look back to that first day and as we think now to this day, I want to invite us to just ask Jesus to enter into our day today. That we would be those who, as this final bit of the O Little Town of Bethlehem says, it talks about, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin. And that's the thing that so often just keeps us from enjoying his presence. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. For the Savior's come. The world is not the same. He came and he still comes into our lives as we invite him into our day, into this day, as we invite him. He comes to help, to bring his blessing, for he is the wondrous gift. So we're going to keep that up on the screen just there, and I'm just going to pray it, just those few four lines. And if you want to, just today, even invite Jesus afresh into your day, into your heart, then even as I pray it, echo it in your heart with me. Let's bow our heads, everyone, young and old. Let's bow our heads. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin. And enter in. Be born in us today. Thank you, Jesus, that you hear us whenever we pray. And we ask this in your name.